My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, representing his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Republican leadership, serving as chairman of the Republican House Policy Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the jobs front, not only from the latest jobs numbers from the Labor Department on this first official report for October, but also in response to what the president had to say about his jobs agenda yesterday at the press conference. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Wonderful to be back with you again.
Well, the unemployment situation officially in the country remains pretty much the same. The overall rate, 9.1% for the third straight month. I guess the good news is that the net job creation was a little bit higher than expected, 103,000, as opposed to the expectation of 65,000. Most experts saying that's not enough to really tread water, but at least it's better than what we saw last month. Is there reason for optimism here or not so much?
I don't know that I see any. We're always glad when we see anything positive as opposed to negative, but over 40,000 of those jobs were some of the Verizon folks going back to work after being off for a period of time. So you're in the 60,000 range, and as you and your listeners know, it takes 300,000 to 400,000 new jobs, net jobs, each month in order to put a dent in the unemployment rate. So we continue to stand at 9.1% and talk to the folks who are able to create jobs. They say, look, it's still just too uncertain out there. They don't know what their taxes are going to be and what the rules of the game are going to be, and they continue to pull back until they recognize that certainty in the market.
Well, the president saying yesterday at his press conference that he also sees the current unemployment rate and the current state of the economy as unacceptable, and that's why he's brought forth this jobs bill. I don't have to tell you, Congressman, that he put the blame at the feet of congressional Republicans for not advancing this legislation. He says he'd love to not be able to run against a do-nothing Congress because you passed the bill. How do you respond to him basically saying that congressional Republicans stand in the way of hundreds of thousands of new jobs?
Well, it's not only disingenuous, it's deceitful. And it really is shameful on the part of the president. He is he's launched into this campaign rhetoric of class warfare. He knows that his jobs bill can't even get through the Democratic Senate. In fact, Harry Reid changed a historic precedent last night in the United States Senate by making it so that the vote on the president's jobs bill couldn't even come up. So the Republican House has passed repeated bills, multiple bills. Now there are 12 or 13 sitting over in the Senate that we believe would stimulate the economy and create jobs, that would provide that certainty in the area of regulation, backing off the governmental oppression, federal oppression in the area of regulation that the president so supports, and making it so that there's some certainty in the area of taxes and decreasing taxes for the job creators. The president either refuses to recognize those, is ignorant of those, or is deceitful in his portrayal to the public.
Congressman, how well do you think the general public understands the difference here? Obviously, as you mentioned, job creators certainly understand the conditions. I remember seeing an exchange this week between a colleague of yours, I think it was Congressman Schock of Illinois, and Chris Matthews on MSNBC. And Matthews asked Schock about the job situation. Schock started talking about these bills that House Republicans have been advancing this week to roll back regulations. And Matthews says, no, we're talking about jobs here. And Congressman Schock explained that they thought that this would lead to more certainty for job creators. How do you explain the disconnect? And do you think it's just between the two parties, or do you think the American people understand this as well?
No, I think the American people understand this. The ideologues on the left, including the president, clearly believe that his non-stimulus bill that they passed in January of 2009 apparently was successful. You'd have to believe that in order to support the president's plan right now, because the president's plan right now is essentially the same thing, which is spending money that we don't have, borrowing money from foreign sources and spending it on temporary bumps in the economy with permanent tax increases, none of which create jobs. And it was proven by the president's original plan by losing over 3 million private sector jobs after its adoption. So if you like what the president did before, you'll love this, but the fact of the matter is that the American people don't, and that's why we're pushing for positive, real reforms in the area of the economy that will allow the job creators to create jobs.
And, of course, the president asked the media yesterday to ask congressional Republicans what the job creation plan is. You and I have talked before about rolling back the president's health care plan, about other regulations, taxes, but if you had to summarize a response to the president's charge there, what would you say?
Well, it's clearly to limit the regulatory increase from the federal government, the reach of the federal government into all businesses, small and large, and telling them exactly how to do their business, something the government doesn't know how to do. It is providing certainty for businesses, small and large businesses, and the job creators in the area of tax reform. Businesses have to know what their liability to the state and federal government is going to be in order to make an assessment on whether or not they can expand. And then it's to provide the certainty in the large areas of healthcare and energy policy that you mentioned. The uncertainty right now, again, is just causing a business after business, job creator after job creator, to just pull back and hold and wait until they see some certainty in the marketplace.
What do you make of these Wall Street protests that I guess have arisen in other cities as well? The general complaint seems to be with Wall Street greed, not a lot of specific demands on what they want to see done either in Washington or in New York City. But what do you make of their message and their impact?
Well, it's a direct result of the class warfare that the president is fostering, and it is divisive and destructive to a free society. They're perfectly welcome to peacefully protest whatever they so desire, but when their mission, when their goal of many of them, at least stated goal of many of them, is the overthrow of the federal government of the United States of America, it astounds me that the president seems to embrace their mission as well as other political leaders in this country. It is destructive and divisive and not helpful for the body politic.
Congressman, just about a minute or so left here. One of the things that I know a lot of congressional Republicans have said is necessary for giving a little more certainty, although maybe a little bit in a different way than taxes and the regulatory burden, is spending. And now, of course, this 12-member so-called supercommittee is down to its last few weeks here before Thanksgiving to put something together. And, of course, if there is no agreement, there could be some substantial defense cuts. What do you expect to happen there?
Well, Greg, this is very troubling because I don't sense that there is an agreement on how to get to an end point with this committee. And as you say, the clock is ticking. Time is running out. They're going to have to report to the Congress by November 23rd. And if they don't, the sequestration or the automatic across the board could kick in. My suspicion is that they'll get somewhere between $400 and $800 billion in basic agreed to spending reductions, and that the sequestration, the across-the-board reductions, will occur up to the $1.2 trillion mark. That's not ideal, but the important thing is that we're moving in the right direction as a federal government, and that is spending less money, which allows the American people to keep more money, which hopefully, with some political change in the country, will allow for an expansion of our economy.
Congressman, a lot to follow. I'm sure you'll be right in the middle of it. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
You too, sir. Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th congressional district. He's also chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.